final segment of the night. Hope everybody's having a great one. You're listening to That 590 Show. Some NFL news. For some reason, people in St. Louis just can't get enough of this story. And I am going to talk about it, so I guess you can call me a hypocrite. But it looks like the stadium in Los Angeles, where the Chargers and the Rams will be playing, is going to be delayed by a year. And they're saying that the delay is due to the amount of rainfall that they've had in Los Angeles, and they've had a ton of rainfall. But that is the reason why it is going to be delayed 1 year. So instead of 2019, it is going to be 2020 will be the year that it will open. And that is the year also that the Rams were supposed to be hosting, or the Los Angeles Stadium, I guess I should say, is supposed to be hosting the Super Bowl. Now, the NFL has a rule that a stadium cannot host a Super Bowl in its inaugural season, but if they, you know, give that organization a waiver, then they can. Guess what? Stan Kroenke's going to get a waiver because I believe he's gotten a couple of them before.
Why is that a rule in the first place?
Does anyone I don't know? Understand it.
Why would that matter? It would conceivably be the nicest stadium in the league in its first year,
yeah,
right?
I don't get it either. I don't understand the reasoning behind that. Like, it's brand new. Everybody's talking about it. Why not the same year?
Well, Matt, I have to say, if that's a rule, I'm pretty sure Stan Kroenke is going to follow it to the letter because he's never done anything
never.
Untoward.
I mean, by the book, Stan, that's what everybody calls him.
And
I mean,
I'm sure
that's what I call him.
And the NFL has never put an owner first in the history of negotiation, so I'm sure he won't get his way.
No precedence for that whatsoever. You're absolutely right.
I was saying earlier when we were out there, I hope he never builds it. I hope he never builds the stadium. I hope he just drags it out for eternity and just leans into being a full supervillain and just drains money from California and then eventually sells the team and dies.
I would laugh hysterically if that's what would end up happening.
But
I don't see anything stopping him now. They had that FAA issue. They cleared that. They cleared
it's
that.
Almost hurdle. Like this wasn't thought out.
Well, imagine that with the Rams. But they had that FAA issue. They cleared that out. They're going to be buying new radars for LAX, so that'll take care of that. But
see, this is supervillain type behavior. Just lean into it. This is, you know, they're rerouting air travel for you.
I did call him Mr. Burns, and Kevin Demoff was Waylon Smithers.
Yeah, it's a perfect pairing. It really is. Or he could be Dr. Evil and Demoff can be the hairless
Mini
cat.
Mean?
Yeah, the hairless cat. No, the hairless cat.
Mr. Bigglesworth?
Yeah, Mr. Bigglesworth. Yeah.
I think I like that one a little bit better. Ugh. The thing I don't understand is, I mean, we're sitting here and we're laughing at it, but like, for some reason, people in St. Louis, at least on St. Louis Twitter, were taking such glee in the fact that it was going to be delayed a year. It's like, who cares? I mean, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to play another year in the Coliseum.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like, good for, you know, if you're really enjoying the Schadenfreude, then, yeah, Rams having to play another year in that dump of a stadium, that's great, but it doesn't really matter. They're still in L.A. They're still the L.A. Rams. Kroenke still exists. Yeah.
And never coming back. That's the important thing, too.
Yeah, this is like if somebody robbed your house, and on the way out, they tripped on the carpet a little bit, and you're like, finally, we got you.
Got
like,
you. My revenge. Matter. You trip on the carpet, and that's going to leave a nasty burn on your forehead, sir. I said, like, last year, you could watch the Rams for that entire year, but after that, you need to move on. And that's exactly what I've done. I don't care what they do.
So when you say you moved on, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're looking at adopting another team?
I've already adopted one, sir.
Oh, are you a Chiefs guy now?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Big swing and a miss.
I've already bought the hat.
He's already bought the hat. And the fact of the matter is, I made fun of him because he bought a hat of a team that actually doesn't exist yet.
That's true.
You're going, wait a minute.
Matt Berger is, unfortunately for everyone in the world, Matt Berger is a Las Vegas Raiders fan.
I was going to say.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, is it going to be the Chargers or is it going to be the Raiders?
I actually thought about the Chargers,
now we
actually.
Can all collectively boo.
So you're going Las Vegas Raiders?
Yes,
why
I
do
am.
You, wait, now, why do you boo this man?
Oh, because I hate the Raiders.
Oh, okay. So it's the Raiders. So their location doesn't matter.
Here's the reason why you hate the Raiders.
I've always hated the Raiders. But part of the thing that the Raiders bothers me, it bothers me that they think they're too good to change their logo for 50 freaking
years.
That's
the reason why. Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
He doesn't like the Raiders because
they haven't changed their logo.
What's wrong with their logo? What do they need to change it for?
Listen to me like this. Nah, okay, so both the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers have updated their logo. Did they change it? No, but they updated it. I'm not saying get rid of the eye-patched Raider. I'm saying change something.
This is the strangest hill to die on.
Like, it is a strange hill to die on. But I've chosen to die on it because my biggest problem is I have issues with franchises like the Patriots and the Raiders and the Cowboys that like to think they're special in the NFL when they're not.
Don't tell Jerry Jones he's not special.
Yeah, don't tell him that at all.
No, I'll happily look him in the face and do that because also he doesn't own America's team. Either a bunch of people who live in the state of Wisconsin own America's team or the Rooney family owns America's team. And those are the only two options for it. Because Dallas sure as hell ain't America's team.
It was.
And Oakland, again, is not the Green Bay Packers. They're not the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm not saying change the logo. Update it. Give me a new version.
I knocked the lid off this thing right now. I'm sorry. He's boiling over.
It was right around a year ago when this rumor started coming out that the Raiders may move to Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I said that if the Raiders move to Las Vegas, this is after the Rams had left. I go, if the Raiders move to Las Vegas, they will be my new team. Now, last year I cheered for the Arizona Cardinals because... Bill Bidwell defended Bruce Bidwell, actually. He defended the city of St. Louis a lot during the whole relocation process, stuck up for the city quite a bit. Yeah. And when the Bidwells took the team out of St. Louis back in 87, he didn't want to leave. He wept whenever they left because he just looked at the county, he looked at the city and said, someone build me a stadium, and they got into a big Schmeckle contest, Vince Schemel and whoever the county executive was, and that's the reason why they're in Arizona now. Because if you remember, when they got there, they play a Sun Devil Stadium in front of like 20 people for a long time until they got the stadium that they're currently playing in now.
They got that stadium in 2006.
Yes, that's how long they played at Sun Devil Stadium.
Think about that. The city of St. Louis was able to get another team, win a Super Bowl, and then fall into the dregs of the NFL in the time that it took Arizona to get a stadium that attracted
That's how crazy it is. So last year I was an Arizona Cardinals fan, and then they made the announcement that the Raiders were moving to Las Vegas.
You're getting weird with it.
I'm getting weird with it.
I respect that.
I saw this thing on Twitter where they were like, it was Amazon. It was like, buy your Las Vegas Raiders cap here. I clicked on it. And it was, you know, it's like the old school one, like that Eazy-E used to wear. Only thing that says Las Vegas on it instead of Los Angeles. The only thing I don't like about it is it's a snapback hat. I don't like those, but I didn't have a choice. And
Merchandise is limited since the team doesn't exist.
Well, actually, that's really the only thing that you can buy. There's other stuff you can buy. Yeah, you just buy stuff. It looks like someone just put a Raiders logo underneath a black Las Vegas shirt.
This is why they don't need to put out a bunch of stuff, because you can throw Las Vegas and everything, but since the logo has looked the exact same for 50 years, as long as the shirt doesn't say Oakland, it just has the Raider logo, no one's going to know if it's a Las Vegas or an Oakland hat, because, again, they've never changed the logo.
I mean, you can make the argument now that they're moving to Las Vegas, they could tweak it if they wanted to signal new era.
Put dice at the end of the sword.
I'm not even say tweak it. Just keep the Raider with the eye patch.
Well, okay. One of the most
modernize it for me.
I remember one of the most ridiculous things I heard was that
30 seconds ago, and he's hated the Raiders because they haven't updated their logo.
Aside from that,
and honestly, I fight this one a lot less. I just saw a good chance to also get in my dig on the Dallas Cowboys, and I'll never let that one.
There
die.
You go.
They're not America's team.
But before the Rams were awarded Los Angeles, they're thinking about, well, it's looking like the Raiders may go there, and everybody was worried about the gang element in L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're talking about how if the Raiders go there, they may have to change their colors to, like, purple and silver, or purple and gold, rather. And I'm like, why would you do that?
That won't happen.
Your merchandise sells because of the colors.
Yeah, that won't happen. And not to disparage the great city of Oakland, but it wasn't like Oakland did not have any gang problems. Those colors are fine.
Okay. And what did everybody say? Like the people who are really objecting to the stadium here, they're like, why are we spending money on a stadium when we got failing schools and we got all this crime? The Rams have been gone now for over a year. How's the crime?
Well, hey. I haven't checked.
It's bad, JJ.
I know it's not great because somebody got shot in the Metrolink last night. So
what are you going to do about the Metrolink, man? You're taking your life in your hands when you're riding that thing.
They got a whole new police department set out just for it. Like, they're launching it in like 3 months. Yeah. I do have a question for you, though.
What's that?
What did you make of when the other team started courting the St. Louis fan base? Like, when the Chiefs started courting it and like the Colts started... Did it feel weird? Because neither of those franchise voted in favor of the Rams moving.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's why some people were like, I'm never going to be a Chiefs fan because of that very reason. I'd never even considered the Chiefs because I know how Kansas City feels about St. Louis.
Yeah, that doesn't come into the top five reasons I will never be a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Well, for me, I'm not going to be a Kansas
City
Chiefs
fan. When was the last time they updated their logo?
It's also been too long. Also, I had an irrational hatred about the Chiefs when I was a younger kid because for some reason they were the again, this is so stupid, but it was there. They were the only players who in Madden had any difference from every other player in the game because they had those stupid white turtlenecks.
Oh yeah.
And for years, just the sight of an NFL player with his picture as that white turtleneck made me hate flashbacks. That player. Made me hate that player.
Speaking of Madden and weird irrational hatred, you guys play Madden 17?
I don't know.
Anybody?
Well, let me tell you. I haven't in a really long time. It's not a very good game.
So Madden 17, you go ahead, you start yourself a franchise. Let's say you want to move a franchise. You can relocate.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You know where you can't relocate to?
St. Louis.
You can relocate to London. You can relocate to Austin, wait. Portland.
You can't relocate to St. Louis?
St. Louis is not an option.
You got to be kidding
me. It's not
me.
An option. And they may have patched it, but when I got it, if you wanted to relocate a team, you cannot relocate it to St. Louis. And
that is petty level 1,000.
Yes. If you wanted to take the Rams and move them somewhere else, you also couldn't do it because you had to wait until your stadium was like bad enough to relocate. And since the Rams technically had a new stadium, you had to wait like 20 years to relocate. So if you wanted to reclaim a little dignity, you couldn't. They took that from you. You couldn't go to St. Louis and you couldn't move the Rams. The
funniest thing ever was the fact that Madden 17's whole promo was that the Rams were playing in a playoff game against the Washington Redskins at home.
Yes.
It's like, and not only are they in the playoffs, but they won the division? What is it?
And Jared Goff. No. Jared Goff is like you play like a little two-minute opener and you have to march the Rams down with Jared Goff to like win the game.
By the way, when I first bought that game, it would only load that.
Yeah, and that's great. No, that's perfect.
It took a week for the game to get patched, and finally I opened it up one day and it went to the load screen. But for a while, I would literally start Madden 17, and every single time I started, it would just send me to this game where I had to play as the Los Angeles Rams.
Yes.
And I was so angry at that game. It was like
Olympic level pettiness that if you're from St. Louis, the only thing you can do to start the game is to play as the Rams and Jared Goff. Then if you wanted to relocate, you can't move to St. Louis and you cannot move the Rams. It's like Roger Goodell sat in your living room and just laughed at you.
He just really
hours.
Did. He might as well just go overflow your toilet bowl and spend a little quality time with your girlfriend.
And that's why you need to buy 2K, because if you want to, if you have such druthers and you wish to, you can pick up the Los Angeles Clippers, move them to Timbuktu, take the Lakers, move them to Vancouver, take the Boston Celtics, move them to somewhere in Texas, and then, to top it all off, you take the Chicago Bulls, move them to St. Louis, and flip off the rest of the country.
For the final time this evening, let's head to the 590 Show Sports Update desk on our very own Matt Rocchio.
The Anaheim Ducks have jumped out to a 1-0 lead over the Nashville Predators. We're in the first intermission between these two teams.